Blog Talk Radio.
In there.
That's good.
But yeah, how's y'all's mystery been doing here lately?
Oh, we've been doing great. We were in Chicago a few weeks ago and saw people healed and they got activated and they were just so so on fire when we left. We love to see people get it so that they'll continue to go out and do the gospel. And even kids got it, and they were excited about going out. And then we were here at home. We had a men's and women's conference running simultaneously. And we had a wonderful time, and we had a lot of great speakers. And we baptized, I think, 10 people that weekend. And so we just, you know, see people healed when they get baptized, see them set free and stuff. And it's always an amazing time with God. And we just got back from Nebraska this last weekend in Page and Spencer, Nebraska, and saw more people get healed and set free and just like that.
A tumor left just bang. And my Presbyterian minister came that didn't believe in it, so I had her lay hands on the next hurting person. Her pain level was 10 in less than 1 minute. She was jumping for joy. Just wrecked her theology.
We love to get awesome. People that, yeah, get people
that's
to get
awesome.
It.
I know today we're talking to Dave and Patty about the Healing Waters of Christ conference that we're having coming to Maiden, North Carolina. And this whole conference is basically about activating people, showing people what the power of God is all about, show them what it looks like. There's a lot of people that ain't really saw people actually working the power of God. And there are some people that has. But for people that's very, very interested in getting activated and knowing how this works, knowing what to do, what not to do, I mean, just all the ins and outs about that. This conference will help you with that. If you're sick, if you need delivered, I mean, anything that you have problems with, come to this conference, and Jesus will heal that. And that's what this conference is all about. I try to do one of these at least once a year. We did one Healing Light conference in South Carolina last year, and we invited Dave and Patty down, and we had an awesome time with them. We got a lot of people activated and got them working in the healing, and it seemed like the joy of the Lord started hitting us down there last year. Dave did it.
Amen. Yeah,
amen.
There were some people that had holy laughter, and they get set free when they do that.
Yes, yeah, it was awesome. I remember last year everybody was laughing, and it's just the joy of the Lord was everywhere, and people getting healed and delivered and set free. It was awesome. And we can't wait to see what he's going to do this year. The Lord always does something different in every one that we do, and it's going to be awesome. We are going to have Heath Adams, too. He said he might stop in and talk. He wasn't sure. Him and his wife was going out to eat and stuff, so they may stop in and may not. But we're going to go on here and just talk about different things. Now, Dave, when y'all do a activation, what is that basically about?
We show to people how to get results. You know, Jesus wasn't always teaching. He was demonstrating. And he said you could do the same thing that he could do and greater because he's going to the Father. Most people don't know how to demonstrate that bang of the Holy Ghost. And that's one thing we're really good at. We can take anybody. Like I said, you can take the Presbyterian minister, don't even believe in this, and the lady that had a pain level of 10 was healed in under a minute. If we can get them to quit praying out of their soul and pray out of their spirit, it always works.
Amen.
It's really simple. We have a short equipping thing, and then we take people out in the street so they know it works when we're gone.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. Now, you're talking about praying was out of the soul and into the spirit. What do you mean by that, Dave?
Well, what we do is we'll get them to get loud and bold, because if you get loud and bold, you automatically pray out of your belly instead of out of your diaphragm and your head. There's no power in your mind. The power is the spirit, and it's just a starting thing. It's kind of like priming them old wells you have to pump. You know, once you get the water pumped up, it just flows. But most people are doing step one wrong, so two and three don't work. But we get you go one, two, three, bang, miracle. People get healed and set free because you're just turning on life in them. It gets
awful.
So simple, it's like walking in a room and flipping the light switch. You don't talk to the light switch for 20 minutes. You flip it on, you expect power to do whatever it needs to do to produce the light or life.
Amen.
All right. Amen. And that's one thing that I know about, you know, Dave and Patty's ministry. I mean, you see a lot of unique miracles. You see a lot of power. I mean, when you go to some healing seminars, they talk a lot, and there's a lot of talking and not a lot of doing. And if you know about Dave and Patty and seminars, it ain't a whole lot of talking. It's a little bit, but it's basically demonstration. There's a lot of demonstration in the power of God, and it's so simple that a child can learn it. And,
amen.
You know, it's so simple that a child can learn it, and he actually demonstrates it ain't. They don't talk about all these ins and outs. They basically show you and demonstrate. They break you up and demonstrate what this looks like, what this is. And by the time you start getting in this, you've already been working in it for the last 10, 15 minutes already. So you kindly catch on to it. But some of the miracles that come out of it is like tremendous. I mean, I went to the Power and Love myself maybe a couple years ago. And, I mean, it was an amazing seminar, but it wasn't a whole lot of doing. I mean, we had to go on the street and do it. But this here, when you're in the seminar itself, you're actually working on people. You're actually working on people. You're seeing results. They show you what results they get, and then they have you up there doing the same thing. And it's just that quick, and it's awesome. You'll see a lot of seminars like that. I think I just lost them. But, It's awesome how that actually works and how God uses these people. And they're going to be, like I said, they're going to be in Maiden, North Carolina, September the 24th. And they're going to be teaching. Heath Adams is going to be teaching about healing and deliverance too. He's going to have his own unique style he's going to be talking about, but they're all going to rhyme in together. I'm going to be teaching some things about the have-nots and the nots and what happens if something don't happen, because there's a lot of people that's actually into healing. They're like, what if something don't happen? What's going on? And I really know that, you know, some people when they're dealing in healing and or they get a healing evangelist that gets right involved, And the person don't get healed, they'll yell at them, hey, your faith ain't strong. Get out of the way. Let me get somebody else that their faith is strong. I'm kindly going to take you and let you know what's going on with you. What's the situation? There's more of an internal thing that might be going on, and try to show you what's going on. If you're praying for something may not happen. Maybe something will happen. I mean, God really go straight down on the person and just really transform them. So it's going to be all type of different things going on there. So that's what I'm going to be teaching there, and what Dave and him is going to be teaching. It's going to be awesome. But I think we just lost Dave and Patty. So we're going to go right back to a song, and we'll be right back.
Wrap around me, your love catches me, so I'm not.
I said, I'm scaring you, not them. They're not scared. He said, well, what is this? I said, this is the gospel. Everybody else wants to preach a different gospel than the one Jesus and Peter and Paul preached.
Yeah, and it's actually unique. You're talking about how Jesus was raised the dead, that there's actually a story about Jesus when he was a child, when a young guy that, or a young child the same age as of him that got, was playing, and he got hurt, and it, somehow he ended up dying. And they was blaming, the story says that they blamed Jesus for the death, but he didn't have nothing to do with it. So Jesus laid his hand on this young boy, and he rose up from the dead and vouched for Jesus.
So, yeah, you can't feed a testimony like that. I've actually been dead several times and come back, and I've been run over by cars, tractors, motorcycles, made Nash to do the truck wreck. I've never been in the hospital overnight, and I've never had a stitch. Before morning, I'm whole, so let's go do it.
That's awesome. I know there's many different. Go ahead, Dave.
Seen a job site. So somebody gets hurt, we lay hands on the guy, go right back to work. I cut my finger half off with a cement saw, threw a Kevlar glove, and laid hands on it, went back to work. 3 hours later, they all wanted to look at my hand. I pulled my bloody glove off, and it was whole. There was no mark, no scar, no nothing. And then a bunch of people always get healed and saved because the testimony duplicates itself.
Amen.
Amen. That's awesome.
If you don't have the gospel you can use, what do you have? A hope-so gospel?
Yeah, if you don't have it, I mean, there's people over in China that don't have Bibles, and they're hearing the word of Christ through the word of mouth and through the testimonies that they're seeing, and they're getting healed and delivered and transformed. So, you know, it's, you know, just Jesus manifesting himself and what, you know, what he's doing through his people, and that's awesome. Now, Pat, go ahead, Dave.
How many Bibles did Peter and Paul carry around? You know, they didn't have any for, what, a couple hundred years?
Yeah.
They relied on a relationship, and they knew that Jesus was their healer, their deliverer, their provider. He was all of everything. They didn't have a, well, I hope so, Jesus. They had the one that they bet their life on.
Amen. What's so unique about back, you know, 2,000 years ago, they only had scrolls, and only the Pharisees could actually read the scrolls. Not a normal person couldn't go in there and read them. So they had to go
right.
by what they could remember. And it's just, you know, the memory thing there. They had to be taught as they was a child all the different, you know, gospels that they had and all the different things of the Old Testament that they had where they could remember what was going on. It wasn't nothing wrote. So people don't know how lucky we are nowadays to have the Word of God to carry around with us.
Amen.
So that's unique. Now, Patty, how does God work through you?
The same way he works through Dave. You lay hands on the sick and you watch him recover, and you pray for him over the phone and see him healed. I pray for people. They with the Holy Spirit and just amazing things. Sometimes you just give somebody a Jesus hug and just wrecks them and they're healed.
That's awesome. I know you do a lot of telephone praying too, don't you, Patty?
Oh, yeah, all the time. We get people on the phone, and sometimes it's not necessarily that they call for prayer even. Today I had a lady that called for something else totally different, and I just asked her how she was doing, and it always turns into a God conversation, and ended up praying for her and her family. She didn't have any sickness, but she had different situations, you know, that she needed prayer for in her family. And oftentimes, you know, I pray for people when I call in to talk to Verizon Wireless and people have got healed or people have got filled with the Holy Spirit that are just representative of something. So it's cool.
Well, I remember last year we went out to the House of Pancakes and we had a healing service and got the waiter filled with the Holy Ghost and the waiter, manager even went and got everybody else. She was a Pentecostal Holy Ghost praying manager.
Amen.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, that was kind of unique. And we all went out. I mean, we got up in different teams and went out in different places. I know Zoe and his wife, they took a vehicle full, and they went to like a trailer park and was praying for some folks. We
mm-hmm.
went to me and Patty and a bunch of guys, we all went to the craft store and prayed for some people. And I think y'all went out to Walmart or something. I think we all met together there at the last, but we had a lot of unique things. I know when I went out, I took one lady out when we all went to Walmart, and we went to the garden center, and there was already a lady sitting on this bench there at the table. I was like, well, that's easy enough to grow a leg out. Let's go see if she has any leg problems. And she did. So we got to grow her leg out and pray for her pain and stuff, and she got healed. And it was just awesome how God sets up all these different things. But I know y'all got to pray for a lot of people too, didn't you?
Well, yeah. And he was talking about growing legs out. Our old record was 3 inches, and then the lady's fake hip, all the hardware disappeared. She got an x-ray the next day. But about 2 months ago, we're in the Chicago area, and it wasn't even a seeker-friendly area. We were at a Seventh Day Adventist that another pastor was using. He wasn't even happy with me when I got there. And he gave us a very short time, like 45 minutes, and we got everybody healed, delivered, born again, and filled with the Holy Ghost. But there's a lady who was born with spina bifida, had never walked. She could walk with these crutch brace things, so I blasted her, and the pain left. And a lady we trained up before, Nora, she comes in, and we knew she was going to come in late because she had to drive a bus. And I said, hey, you want to grow this lady's leg out? And it was 3 inches too short, and it grew out an inch too long. And I got a weird sense of humor. I said, hey, you went too far. Found out she had a one-inch leg. She gets up and walks without her shoes. She brought her high-heeled shoes because she'd never walked in normal shoes in her life. So she walks around the church. It was happy, exciting. And then she ran around with no shoes because she never got to go barefoot in her whole life. And then the pastor, I told him ahead of time, I said, I'll have you doing it before I leave here. And, you know, a 45-minute window ain't very long to get all this done. Her ankle was pinned, fused, so she had a dropped foot. And he sat her down in a chair and just started speaking to her, and her ankle started moving. So then he was hooked. And then we got everybody there. I'm sneaky about the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I'll have everybody raise their hand that speaks in tongues, and I'll say, hey, if you don't have your hand up, get up here. You need it. I think I scare them. But it works.
Yes.
Yeah, they heard you.
That's awesome.
Everybody in the New Testament healed the sick and spoke in tongues. So are you different, or you got a different gospel? And then I'll usually hit Acts 19 and I said, how do you pray in the Spirit if you don't have the Holy Spirit? You can't even put on the armor of God. Part of the armor of God is pray in the Spirit. Now, how do you put on the armor of God without praying in the Spirit? If you read it, it says pray in the understanding and pray in the Spirit. If you don't have the baptism of the Holy Ghost, how do you pray in the Holy Ghost? This weekend that, well, you know, God didn't give everybody the gift. Well, the Bible says he give everybody. He's no respecter of persons, so which way is it? It said believers will speak in tongues. Well, aren't you a believer? What are you, an unbelieving believer? And Patty laid hands on her. She felt a rumble in her belly, and she took off in tongues. It was the traditions and the traditions of men that nullify people from walking in divine hell. and getting Jesus results. He commanded us to get Jesus results. It was his idea. It wasn't ours. Just read
Amen.
It. John 14:12, and in every one of the epistles, Paul taught that everywhere. He didn't teach the gifts everywhere, but he did teach being like Christ in all ways. He told the first 12 to go heal the sick, raise the dead, and cast out devils. He told the next 70, heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out devils. He said, now I'm going to go to my Father. I want you guys to teach him what I taught you. So what do? We teach him everything about, except with Jesus, who was God, walking with us. Why don't we just teach him what Jesus taught? Look how good it works.
Amen. Amen.
I haven't been sick in 14 years. My wife hasn't been sick since we got married 8 years ago. It works. It just works.
Amen. Amen. Now, you was with John G. Lake Ministries at one time, right, Dave and Patty?
Yeah, we were for, I don't know, I think about 4.5 years. We were state directors for about 6 months, and then we were regional directors for almost 3 years, and got to meet a lot of really neat people, loved the message, and just, you know, God had us do it for a while, but then it was time to go out, you know, on our own. God told us to go into all the world, and so that's what we're doing.
That's it. I know I talked to y'all last year, the year before, and once y'all left, I know you know, the Lord told y'all to go and start activating people. And I think y'all been doing that now for about 2 years now or so, ain't you?
Oh, we've been doing it for at least, probably about 6 or 7, yeah. We were
6 or 7?
Well, probably almost 8. We were married in October. And this October it'll be 8 years. And we started having home meetings in our house after church on Saturday night. And people came over, and they were learning how to heal the sick way back then. And, you know, we prophesy over people. And just at first we did Happy Hunters Healing School and taught them that. And then we ran into John G. Lake and loved that message too. So, yeah, we've been doing it for almost 8 years, really.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Now, when people come to y'all's event like this, what should they expect?
Well, it depends on what they need. If they need healing, they can expect that. And never ask Jesus into their heart, they can receive that. And if they've never been filled with the Holy Spirit, they can grab a hold of that. And we just help push people up into who God says they are, you know, by getting people activated, laying hands on each other in the classroom setting. They feel more comfortable after they've done that because they feel the power of God when they lay hands on somebody. And then when that other person lay hands on them, they feel the power of God. And it's like sometimes their eyes just pop open like, wow, I've never felt that before. And they're just beginners, but it works. And then when they go out in public, they have more confidence because we've told them a lot of testimonies that help build their faith. And we send them out in groups of like 3. Somebody who's done it before, you know, Dave will take a group, I'll take a group, I'm sure you'll take a group. There'll be other people there that have already done it before. So then they're not afraid to do it. Once they've done it in public, in person themselves, then that fear is gone. They don't have to worry about it anymore.
That's awesome. And I mean, I tell a lot of people that, you know, even FBI Art, he talks about jumping the chicken line. Don't be scared.
Say that again.
Going over the chicken line.
Oh, okay.
He calls it crossing the chicken line.
That's
step
funny.
Out and do it. Step out and do it. Don't be scared to do it. And he said, Art says, he said, once you step over the chicken line, he said, God can start working. And
yep.
That's what. But
that's
yeah, he's yeah. It's just you know, step it out and actually doing it and see what how God will use you. And, you know, it's awesome because, you know, people can get healed, and some people get prophesied over. I mean, it might be something that they're going through that the Lord can give you information about to help that person. So, you know, it's all type of things you can help people.
Hey, I just got something. Why did the chicken cross the line? To become a believer. To become a believer. Believers are doers of the word. If you don't step on their line, you're not a believer. You're not a doer of the word.
That's it. Yeah. You're doing what the Lord's showing you. And I know we was doing a meeting here, I think, a couple weeks ago, and had a brother of mine in the Lord that was here, and we was praying, and these people I taught a long time ago, I always told people, I said, you know, the harder you pray, the louder you pray, it's showing the less faith you have. I said, but the guy didn't really know I taught these people that. But anyway, we was putting our hands over, in Jesus' name, go! And I already felt that the lady's nasal cavity's already been healed. I already knew that. He just kept on going. I was like, she's healed. You can stop now. She's healed. But I let him go because he was getting worked up there. In Jesus' name, please, Lord. I was like, Jesus knows this. But it was unique. But, it's like that. Go ahead.
I got to demonstrate Peter's shadow. I don't always get to do that. But there was one lady that never spirit, and every time I'd touch her, she'd just go bang. And I said, hey, you guys want to see Peter's shadow? So it was a smaller meeting up in Spencer.
Yeah.
I just put my hand about a foot above her or so, and wham, she went down again.
Amen.
That amazed them more than laying on them. And then I got to do the Benny Hinn thing. I got to wave at a couple people, and the power of God just went through them. And, you know, one thing
That's
we
awesome.
Do is, Happy Hunters had fun doing it. People wanted to go. They wanted to be with him. They didn't want to have to go to some dead religious servant hoping someday God might show up. He was there when I walked in. He was there when you walked in. You carried Jesus with you, so quit looking for something you already have. Start letting
that's
him out.
It.
Yeah, that's all it is. And if you get the baptism, you went from the well anointing that you had to pump it up all the time to the river anointing. Sometimes we'll walk by people and they'll fall out and get delivered. They'll get healed. I was in Rhode Island, I don't know, 2-3 years ago, and they had to sing and dance for about an hour to get the atmosphere right, and we were short on time. And you know me, I'm sitting over there to the side like, and I can see about 100 people looking at me like, we made a mistake inviting this guy. Walked up front, grabbed the microphone. People couldn't get within about 6-8 feet of me. They would just get close and get wrecked. One lady looked like she hit a plexiglass window. She kept backing up and hitting it, backing up. Another guy, he kind of tries to do this, coming at me, and he just falls out right at my feet and got set free. It was a God showing them. He was there before they started their singing dance, and they didn't have to call him down out of heaven. They had to release him. Out of your belly will come rivers of living water.
That's it. That's it. And, you know, the thing of it is, a lot of times we make it harder than what it really is. And people always try to pray out God or pray down God, and it's, God's already there. He was there when you walk in the building, and it's just allowed him to use you for a vessel. That's all it is. So just getting you out of the way and letting God use you. And that's one of the biggest things. And when people go to these DHTs and all that stuff, it's just basically breaking down all the religion that they've used or been has had in them all these years where Jesus could actually use you. Because you're just putting up these walls where God can't do it. Well, you know, God can't heal this person not unless I fast for 2 days, and then I've got to stop eating pork for another week, and then I might pray. You know, you got to break all that. Go ahead.
You forgot your special holy oil from the Holy Land and your water from the priest. And And you forget your handkerchief.
Yeah.
It gets funny after a while. Like, really? Did Jesus do any of that? No. So if you're supposed to do the same thing as Jesus and get greater results, why do you want to keep wanting to do a different thing with less results?
Yeah, that's it.
And then
so, you know,
well, you got to see it. When Patty was in the hall praying for something else, she came in all stirred up. She touched that guy, and they both went bang on down. When the
yeah.
Spirit of God sit there and think you're smarter than him, just flow with him. Everybody was getting stuck to the floor and delivered. Like, hey, we don't need to tell everybody how smart we are. God's already here and wanting to move. He's already touching him before we do. Let's catch up to him. And that's where you walk.
That's it.
Bang, bang, and you go down the row of 100, 200 people, and they all get whatever they need, and you don't even need to know what's wrong with them. And that's what happens. Events. Once it's flowing, I'm smart enough that God's right and every man's a liar, including me, so shut up and just start releasing the kingdom.
I know a testimony that me and my wife had from the meeting last year. My wife got slain in the joy of the Lord. She said she was on the floor for 15 minutes and couldn't get up. And we was coming home from the conference, and it came on her again, and it was in our car going home. She would laugh, mm-hmm. and it would hit me, and I'd laugh. I mean, uh-huh. It was just the testimony. We was just reminiscing about what happened that night, and then it hit her, and then it hit me. It was like bouncing back and forth, and we couldn't stop laughing. And to this day, my wife carries that joy of the Lord. When she prays for somebody, it comes up.
Oh, so, that was all fake. You just made that up.
It was fun, though. I mean, it wasn't fake at all. I know what we experienced. It was awesome, man. I mean, it was something unique. But I'm just telling everybody, you know, come to this event and experience it for yourself. I'm telling you, every time these guys show up, God comes down with a bang. And I'm telling you, you're going to experience some awesome healing. We're going to have Heath Adams there, too. He's a great man in God. And he's going to be teaching some of the things that the Lord's been showing him. And he's going to stick around for the morning event and the evening event. So he's going to be there, too. So it's going to be awesome. He's got some stories where he's traveled all over the world and did
cool.
some evangelism. So it's going to be unique. Yeah, he's a traveler. He travels all around the world at least about a couple times a year. He's going to Mexico next month. So and Honduras, I think he's going to Honduras sometime this year too. But he saw some mighty things happen, you know, and he's going to be talking about that stuff. He don't really he tells me a little bit, but when he does his events, you hear more about it because he don't want to spoil everything that he experiences. So it's kind of unique. It's going to be awesome to get all three of you guys at the table just talking to y'all and just hearing the stories. So it's going to be awesome.
Aren't you going to be there too?
Yeah, I'm going to be there too. I about forgot about myself.
Four,
so
five, just three, you're one of us. The only difference
yeah.
between us and you or anybody else is your identity. You just don't. It ain't really faith. It's just a confidence. We've done it so many times, we just expect God to do the same thing he did the last 30, 40,000 times.
That's it. Basically, what I'm going to teach during the healing seminar, I'm going to be teaching the do's and don'ts and what happens if this don't, what happens if this does, where you won't be stepping into a situation and then you're doubting yourself because there's always a reason. And I've known some healing evangelists, if something don't happen, they'll go like, he didn't have enough faith, get out of my way, let's get to the next guy, something like that. But it's
Ooh.
Not always like it's not always like that. So, you know, I'm just going to sit there and put some things towards you and let you see things that you, you know, just teach you, you know, from experience. I mean, we all have had experience just to teach you these things and just open your mind to how God works, the things to look for, you know, just, you know, ride this pony out and see what God uses you for, because God has a lot of amazing things, you know, in store for your walk with the Lord. And some people are scared to go this route. But I'm telling you, it's so amazing to see what God can do in your life. And, I mean, I can't tell you how many times that people has called me and my wife and we would pray for them, and something happens. I mean, we don't even – we hear a lot a couple weeks back, oh, yeah, we got healed or something like that. I want that to be you. The people who listen, I want that to be you. I want you to get activated, get a Holy Spirit filled, and have God to use you as he created you to.
Amen.
I mean, that was Jesus. Go ahead.
Jesus thought of that. And, you know, Jesus never blamed the sick, hurting person. Well, you didn't have enough faith, so I'm not going to heal you. He never said that. He said, I'm always willing. And he didn't even ask most of them about it. He just recognized faith when he seen it. Your faith has made you whole. But he didn't. That was only about 25% of the time. The rest of the time, what do you want? Here it is. What do you want? What do you need? What do you want? Oh, blind eye. What? We baptized a kid last year. We didn't even know he was blind in one eye. And that night he's running around the bonfire, and his mom wouldn't know where his glasses were. And he says, Mom, I can see better without him. I can see out of my other eye, too. We didn't even know.
That's awesome.
We just believe that when you baptize people, everything that ain't of God stays in the water, and a new man comes up. Well, he come up with a new eye. We've had people come up with new body parts. We've had fake hardware vanish.
Amen.
And, you know, the Jews, when they baptized people, they believed all the sin, sickness, rebellion went down the river. They always did running water. So when they come up, they had clean water. They were start, it was like a restart, like restarting your computer.
Mm-hmm.
So they can go do it again. We've had people get new body parts just taking communion, and we've never probably used the right stuff according to religion, but first time I used a can of Coke and a Snicker bar, and a guy got ill.
Yeah.
I'm allergic to angels. I start talking. I see an angel. I start sneezing.
Man.
I'm not sure I want to get rid of that. I have a sign. The first time I looked, there was angels all over the rafters. I'm like, uh-oh, it's going to be a good night tonight. I bet I sneeze until I realize what it was, and then I, okay, the angels are here. And once in a while, I get a point of, there's always a naysayer. I don't believe that.
So it's an angel touch them, and they just get stuck wherever they are.
Amen. 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 That's awesome. I mean, I'm just telling everybody, you know, if you really want to walk in this and you really want to see the Holy Spirit move, show up. It's free. There's no charge. It's just we're just taking a love offering. That's the only thing we're taking. I mean, it ain't going to cost you nothing. Just show up and see what the Lord's going to do with you. And I'm sure he has a whole lot of things planned for you in your life and to build in the kingdom for the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's just so many different things that I've saw in my life that the Lord has used me, just simple things, just praying for somebody's leg, praying for somebody's family, just something that easy, and just seeing God move. And I know back where I came from, back many years ago, you know, they'd have a whole church to pray for one person in the hospital, and then maybe they'll die the next day, and I'm like, what's up with our prayer, man? You know, do they really have faith when they prayed? You know, do they really have faith that anything would happen? And one thing that really got me moving to want to work in the power of God was when I saw I've shared this on the radio before, but they came on the news and this lady said, well, yeah, somebody talked to me about Jesus, but they couldn't show Jesus to me. I was like, well, the 12 disciples showed Jesus all the time. They was healing the sick, delivering, you know, raising the dead, they showed it all the time. Why couldn't the person that talked to her could do that? You know? So it's just something like that kind of gets you set, you know, turned on and set out to really do what the gospel tells you. You know, hey, the next lady that comes up to me, that she's going to get healed. She's going to get delivered. She's going to get set free. It ain't just going to be something I can tell her. It's something I can demonstrate to her to show her Jesus, not something that I can tell her about, and maybe she'll believe it or what, but after the Holy Spirit touches her, I guarantee you she'll believe it.
Amen.
And that's a big difference there. So,
if you don't have signs and wonders following, people shouldn't even listen to you. Timothy talks about that. Paul talks about it. Jesus talks about it. Like, these signs will follow a believer. You got to be a believer before you can be a minister or a leader or whatever else kind of badge they wear nowadays.
Yeah.
I have fun with the guys with the big badges and the fancy uniforms and all that. I don't like dressing up like an old cowboy, and I'll shake their hand and the power of God just nails them.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. Is there any places real soon that y'all are going to be praying for people?
Well, we're going to be in Charlotte, North Carolina, and we're going to be there for – we're leaving here tomorrow morning, and we'll get there Friday night. And we're going to be in the area for a couple weeks. And we're not sure what all we're doing. We're going with a couple friends and just connecting with more people and see where God moves us. And so it'll be interesting. So if you're in that area and you want us to come do a meeting in your church or a group, let us know. We can fit it in. And then August 18th in the Iowa State Fair, we'll be back for that. And we'll have a stage at the Mid-American at the Iowa State Fair at 9 a.m. in the morning. We'll be, you know, talking about healing the sick. And then the whole day we're going to go out and pray for people all day. And if there's other people that want to come with to learn, we'll just be out and about in the public and just healing the sick and whatever they need. If they need to ask Jesus into their heart or get filled with the Holy Spirit, it'll be a great day to just lay hands on people. You know, you get one person that says no, you take one step and there's another person. So there'll be plenty of people.
What happened the last 2 years at our service?
Oh, we had a great time. We prayed for kids and adults, and over 1,000 people each year asked Jesus into their heart. Over 1,000 people each year got healed. It was great. People got filled with the Holy Spirit, and a lot of people got set free too. So it was an amazing time. And we're just going to go out on the 18th and just go out in the public and get them wherever they're at. And then go ahead.
Where's a website they can access to find out more information?
Okay. It's www.hflm.us. I'll just say it again, hflm.us. And we also have the Holy Spirit-led Ministries Facebook group, and that's where events are. So if you look up website, there's a calendar that's got the different places we'll be. And we'll be in Georgia and North Carolina in September again. We'll be doing Women's Aglow, Full Gospel Businessmen, some different churches, some different home meetings in that area. So if you're in that area in September and you want us to come back down there, we'll be in that area. So connect with us, and we'll get your people trained up, so they'll be walking
in
with you.
Amen. September the 24th, the Healing Waters of Christ Conference will be in Maiden, North Carolina. It's going to be at the Maiden Recreation Center, 207 East Clutch Street, Maiden, North Carolina, 28650. If you want any more information, just call me at 828-468-1450. That's 828-468-1450. You can also go to the Healing Light Ministry page, and there should be a thing that you can click on and register for coming. This will let us know that you're going to be there. I do ask people to, you know, if you're going to press a button, sign up, you know, try to be sure that you come, because we got to, you know, count heads, how many chairs we need and stuff like that. So if you do sign up, just make sure that you show up where we'll know. And we've had some people will go to these conference things or just click on because it's fun, but that really helps us to count heads to know how many chairs to have out. So just go there, and we got a lot of information there. We got the address, anything for your GPS to guide you there. But, yes, September 24th at 10 a.m., we're going to start the healing training. We're going to start teaching you about healing. We're going to start demonstrating healing, and we're going to let you demonstrate healing during the whole thing and prophesy and all that. That's going to be early that morning for about 3 hours. We're going to go out in the street and pray for some folks. Then at 7 p.m., we're going to have a healing service, and we're going to have myself, Dave and Patty, and Heath Adams is going to be doing a healing service. Going to be speaking about, you know, what the Lord's been doing in their lives, and, you know, and what he can be doing in your lives, and just be praying for folks. So don't miss this. Like I said, it's going to be September the 24th in Maiden, North Carolina at the Recreation Center. And, you know, the Lord's going to be touching a lot of people. You know, the healing waters of Christ is going to be coming across the crowd there and really touching and delivering people. So don't miss this. This here is a seminar that I try to get everybody to come, because always something unique and awesome happens. God touches a lot of people in this thing. And I can't tell you, last year we had them in South Carolina. We had people getting baptized in the fire of God. We had people getting baptized in joy of God. We had people laid out everywhere. So everybody was enjoying their time in the Lord. So don't miss this event. If you miss this event, you're missing something, because it's something to come and just experience. We was going to have this event in South Carolina, but something happened. The church is only taking people that actually go to that church. We had a brother in Christ that went there, but we don't go there, so it kind of cut us out, so we had to move it here to Maiden. So we're having it down here. We got plenty of parking for anybody that worrying about parking. We got plenty of parking. If you got your children, bring your children. Kids can learn this. A lot of times kids can learn this faster than adults. Very simple.
Amen.
We do ask. Go ahead, Dave.
It might take a minute or two to get the kid activated.
Yeah.
We've done that for 5, 6, 7 year olds. Just tell them, in the name of Jesus, the power of the Holy Spirit, out of your belly, say life. Bam, it just starts happening. Then they keep you. They don't wonder about their theology. They don't have any theology. Hey, it worked last time. Let's do it again.
It's awesome. And, I mean, once the Holy Spirit starts working on you, it don't leave. It keeps on. You just keep working in this, and the stronger it gets. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. That's what
Amen.
I try to tell people.
Amen.
Just keep on healing people. And go ahead.
If you get an addiction problem, it's the best addiction to get is addicted to the Holy Ghost and power, because it fixes everything.
Amen to that. But Dave and Patty, I want to thank y'all for coming on today.
Well, thank you for having us.
Didn't you drive through a vehicle without a crash, too?
Say what?
Didn't you drive through a vehicle that should have had a crash and there was no crash?
Yeah, in Raleigh about 2 years ago.
Praise God.
Ain't that cool? That's pretty good insurance.
Yeah. Yeah. Didn't y'all have one, too?
We had several of them.
Yeah,
I had a guy try to commit suicide, and a lady lost control of her car and hit my semi head on and drove right out the back with no crash.
Yeah, that's unique. That's very unique.
I tried to run her down. She just drove off. She was not going to talk to me.
Amen. I want to thank y'all for coming on. I'm telling folks, you know, don't miss this. You know, we're going to have Heath Adams and Dave and Patty, you know, don't miss this seminar. We're going to have Chuck McDonald. He's going to be playing worship for the healing service and for the training early that morning. And don't miss his worship singing because, I mean, he's really anointed and God really works through his music. And he might speak some, too. He's an evangelist, too. So don't miss this. This is going to be an amazing meeting. And the Lord's going to touch a lot of people, and a lot of people is going to get their lives changed that night. So I want to say God bless you all, and we'll see you September the 24th. And like I said, if anybody wants any more information, just go to Facebook, The Healing Life Ministries, and check that out. Or call 828-468-1450. God bless you all, and we will see you soon.
Amen.
Thank you, Dave, Patty.
Mm-hmm.
Bless you.